Lesson 10, Body Composition. The body mass index is a measure which takes into account a person's weight and height. The main purpose is to predict health consequences. Essential body fat. Fat required for normal psychological functioning. Subcutaneous fat. Fat just below the skin measured with skin fold assessment. Visceral fat. Fat stored in and around the organs. Android obesity. Male pattern or abdominal fat storage associated with an apple-shaped physique. Gynoid obesity. Female pattern or gluteal fat storage associated with a pear-shaped physique. Body composition, used to describe the percentages of fat and lean mass in human bodies, the relationship of fat mass to fat-free mass. Circumference measurements. Those are a non-invasive estimation of the body composition employed by measuring the girth of select locations to predict body fat, ideal for obese populations. Skinfold measurements. The most widely used body fat composition testing method to assess body fat percentage ideal for fit populations. Cellulite. A fatty deposit caused a dimple or uneven surface of the skin. A condition called hyperinsulinemia is present when there are excessive levels of circulating insulin in the blood. Beta-androgenic receptors are cell receptors which increase the release of free fatty acids from adipose storage in response to catecholamines. Alpha-androgenic receptors are cell receptors which reduce the lipolytic response to catecholamines. A formula used to assist in setting short and long-term weight loss goals is the target body weight formula. Height weight tables, or HWT, an assumptive guidance table originally designed to predict mortality rates based upon a person's size. Waist to hip ratio, WHR, a tool that helps to determine overall health risk by calculating a waist-hip measurement relationship. Dual X-ray, episode tomography, a body composition technique in which X-rays are generated at two energies that help estimate three body comparisons, consists of fat mass, lean body mass, and bone mass. Bioelectrical impedance analysis, a body composition technique used the electrical impedance of body tissues, which provides an estimate of total body water that can be used to estimate fat-free body mass and body fat. Near infrared light interactants, a method for assessing body fat in which infrared light is emitted into a tissue and the amount reflected back is measured. The premise is that fat absorbs and lean mass reflects the infrared light, and therefore overall percentage of body fat can be determined by rate and magnitude of reflection. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, the incidence of what five heart-related diseases increase with a BMI over 25. Heart attack is number one, diabetes, sudden cardiac death, angina, and abnormal heart rhythm. Essential body fat levels for males are 3-5%. Essential body fat levels for males are 3-5%. Essential body fat levels, really? 3-5%? Okay. Essential body fat for females are 11-14%. Wonder what they mean by essential body fat levels. I thought essential body fat would be a little bit higher for both, but essential body fat levels for males are 3-5, and for females it's 11-14 when it comes to NCSF. What four variables account for the storage of adipose tissue in the body? That would be genetic predisposition, age and gender, level of fatness. Upper body fat storage is associated with what three common health risks? Hyperinsulinemia, elevated blood lipids, and hypertension. Give a brief explanation of why there is a difference in fat distribution between sexes. Gender-specific fat distribution is based on androgenic hormone concentrations and genetics. Each area has a hormone sensitivity and act in response to endocrine mediation. Lower body fat storage is enhanced by estrogen in women, while central storage in men is associated with testosterone. Which fat pattern in either gender is more easily altered or reduced? Android obesity / upper body obesity. Y, beta androgenic receptivity. Provide the original basis for using height and weight tables and provide two possible problems with the table published by the USDA. It doesn't quantify frame size and it doesn't separate gender and weight ranges. List four considerations when using the Metropolitan Life's height weight tables. Height weight tables do not identify level of fatness. Lean mass negatively affects the prediction. Age variations are not factored into the tables. The predominant population in the studies uses to determine the ranges were middle-aged Caucasians. The tables are based on low mortality, not disease or negative health conditions associated with height. The studies only used the weight taken at the time the policy was written and did not measure the weight at any other time before their death. The study would not reflect if the individual died at a much higher weight. A single weight is not ideal for everyone of the same height. Fill in the equation for body mass index. Body mass index equals weight in kilograms divided by height in meters. During the accurate measurement of hip to waist ratio, identify where each measurement should be taken for the specific location. Hip measurement at the widest point over the greater trochanter. Waist measurement, the narrowest part of the torso. Waist to hip ratios present the greatest risk when values are above 0.9 in men and above 0.8 in women. Body composition assessments allow personal trainers to determine risk and program for correct adjustments necessary to reduce risks. In addition, specific changes in tissue can be tracked. Give three common clinical body composition tests: hydrostatic weighing, air displacement, physiomalagala. Air displacement plethysmography, dual x-ray absorptometry. So the three clinical body composition tests, you can Google that. Give four common body composition field tests: girth measurements, skin fold assessments, bioelectrical impedance analysis, near infrared light interactants. Give three reasons why clinical assessments are not commonly used in personal training settings: expensive equipment costs, technician expertise required, labor of methodology. True or false, skin fold assessments should be performed on individuals who are not visibly obese. True, match the body composition exam with the brief description given. So circumference measurements, measurements selected locations to predict body fat, skin fold measurements, technicians pinch select two sites to assess fat, bioelectrical impedance, assessment based on water conductivity, near infrared light interactants that assesses tissue makeup using light emissions. Give four factors where error may occur when using bioelectrical impedance analysis: equipment, environmental factors, client factors, equation appropriateness. And fat mass is equal to current body weight times the percent of body weight or percent of body fat divided by 100. So fat mass is equal to current body weight times parentheses body fat percentage divided by 100 parentheses. So you'd have to multiply percent body fat divided by 100 and multiply that by your current body weight. Fat-free mass equals current body weight minus fat mass. Target body weight is your fat-free mass divided by your desired percent body fat divided by 100. And that is body composition.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.